For instance, if you miss any of this conversation we're about to have with Brian Murphy, WREL.com, WRELSportsFan.com, it'll be available on the Best of the OG podcast. Brian joins us on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. Brian, what's up, man?
Fast-moving day here at the North Carolina Legends.
Murphy, going back to his old Idaho roots.
Yeah,
you're not doing bowling. You're not doing Boise State Radio, man. Come on now.
Do it, please.
What?
You're not in Idaho anymore.
No, you're not. You're not. No, you're in the NCGA. All right. So I know you're there right now, and it's a fast-moving day. But I wanted to kind of catch this as it's happening. What exactly happened yesterday with the sports wagering in North Carolina bill?
Yesterday it passed the House of Judiciary Committee, but they stripped out amateur sports, which, listeners, that is not the same as college sports. They're defined differently in the bill, but it stripped out amateur sports. And so that means no gambling on the Olympics. My understanding is no betting on the World Cup. But that's what happened yesterday. There were several other changes. There have been more changes today.
That's really going to put a dent in Giglio's sports book, where he wanted to bet on Cardinal Gibbons versus Ravenscroft Friday nights for this upcoming football season.
Well, here's the crazy thing. Youth sports is also defined differently. Youth sports has always been prohibited in the bill.
So there are four
classifications.
Okay.
Pro sports, college sports, amateur sports, and then youth sports. Trying to distinguish between them is a little bit difficult, but amateur sports has been stripped out.
So what you're telling me is I cannot go to the weight competition center for a Junior Canes game this upcoming fall and put a little money down on my kids' team?
Maybe at Giglio Sportsbook you can.
Maybe. Mine you can, yes.
Darn it! There goes an opportunity. All right, so I know that, but there are sides for sports wagering here in North Carolina, but there are also another side that doesn't want it. What was the most commonly used argument against sports wagering yesterday, even though what they're going through with did pass?
Yeah, and I just got out of a committee where it just got through the Rules Committee. So this will be voted on the House floor later today. So we'll hear more of these arguments. But, they just made arguments. Religious leaders just made arguments about it leading to domestic violence and bankruptcy and child abuse and job loss. You name it. Any problem that society has, they kind of tied it to this. I mean, there are other lawmakers who say, it's just wrong. I spoke with a lawmaker today, a Democrat from New Hanover County, who just said it's going to impact the people who can least afford to bet, and they're going to be the ones who disproportionately, lose their hard-earned money. So, a lot of common arguments that you would hear about any kind of vice or any kind of, sport or gambling, many of the same arguments were made against the lottery, and obviously North Carolina has the lottery.
Brian Murphy, WREL.com, WRELSportsFan.com, joining us here on the OG alongside Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ovias. North Carolina on its way to having sports wagering here in the near future. One other, in the weeds part of this conversation is the tax rate at which this sports wagering is going to operate. Like right now, there's a controversy in New York about the online sports books complaining about a 51% tax on what's going on, which is way higher than the tax that are in other states with legal sports wagering. So, number one, what is the tax rate that they want to run this thing at? And of the money that's collected from tax revenue, where's it going to go?
Yeah, great question. So the bill started at 8%. That tax rate is now at 14%, which puts us in line. Virginia's at 15%, for example. Tennessee's at 20%. There's a whole host of states at 10%. So it kind of puts us in line with not the lowest, but certainly not the highest, like in New York. And 14% tax rate. That money would be, if they just changed the way that money would be distributed, 30% of it would go to this major events attraction fund to help us land a potential Super Bowl, a NASCAR All-Star race, you name it, golf tournament. 60% of it would go to the state's general fund, which is used to pay for education, healthcare, public safety. The part they added today is 10% of the money will go to 7 college athletic departments, 5 HBCUs in the state, UNC Asheville and UNC Pembroke. So some of the money is going to be equally distributed among those 7 college athletic departments. Seems like a ploy to get votes to pass this on the House floor. The other change they made is that $500,000 off the top will go to each county in the form of $5,000 grants to each 100 county of the 100 counties to pay for youth sports programs.
Brian Murphy, WRAL, joining us here. Murph, now, no one ever likes to talk about winning, believe it or not, when it comes to gambling. But I want to clarify a point here, though. And I genuinely don't know the answer. I assume if you win enough, right, pie in the sky, you're paying, let's just say, let's make it a round number, right? If you won $1,000, 14% would be $140, right?
Correct.
Do I need to pay tax again after that income on my own taxes? I do, right?
Well, to be clear, that 14% is what's paid by the gambling operators.
Okay.
So that's off of the money they make.
Okay.
My understanding is if you made $1,000, that would go to your income. That would be filed on your income taxes, and then you would pay whatever rate you
qualified to pay
in the state of North Carolina.
They're not collecting taxes on the winnings from the players.
No, they are simply collecting taxes on the revenue generated by FanDuel, DraftKings, you name it.
Okay. Because one thing people probably don't really understand, and I would imagine happens in New Jersey a lot, or if you have a guy. If you have a guy, you're probably not going to go away from your guy because you don't pay taxes with your guy.
That's true. I think what FanDuel, what these operators, and I always default to FanDuel, what these operators are counting on is that your guy probably is not taking three-leg single-game parlay.
Sure, sure.
He's probably not available, 2 minutes before the start of the Duke-Carolina game or at halftime of the game. This just makes it so easy. And that's been one of the, going back to Joe's question about, one of the arguments against it. One of the arguments against it that's been used here is it just makes it so easy for people to bet and get addicted. And, if you have a phone, you can do this. If you have a phone and a debit card or a phone and a credit card, you can have an account as long as you're 18. And, there are rules in the regulations. There are rules in the legislation that would stop those from under 18 doing it. I'm not sure how enforceable those are by the wagering operators. But if you have a phone and a credit card, you can probably have an account and be betting it within 10 minutes.
Yes, because that would be a bad thing. But constantly paying for new turns on Candy Crush, that's perfectly okay. As if people don't have those issues as well.
Skins on Fortnite.
Hey, right?
That don't even help anything.
I'm just saying.
Hey, they do help.
They do not.
They
do not. Brian Murphy, WRL.com, WRLSportsFan.com. Brian, appreciate it, man. Get back to scoping out. I don't know how you do it, man. This is like all minutia and weird political stuff. I see numbers and letters and taxes. My eyes glaze over, but I know it's all important.
Yeah, the important thing, there's a House vote today and likely a House vote tomorrow, and it goes to the Senate, and this could be all wrapped up before July 4th.
Got it. All right, man. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Seth.
It's the OG alongside Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ovias. Okay. To your point, if you got a guy,
right,
you're probably going to stick with your guy.
I think so.
Right. How many people do you think have a guy?
A decent amount.
Again, this is where I have to remind you.
Okay.
You might be.
Well, no, where are we, though? I don't know about that. College campuses, I got news for you, man.
I'm telling you right now, man. This is one of these things that. This is one of those.
Or are you talking about like people our age?
I'm talking about
grown
adults. The grown ass man with a family, kids, whatever, going to a sporting event.
You're trying to shame me right now?
I'm not trying to shame you. Okay. What I'm trying to illustrate once again is we get caught up in our bubbles.
We do.
And when you get caught up in your bubble, you think, well, everybody's got a guy. No, they don't. Like, I know enough people who theoretically have a guy, but I'm lazy. And that's the one thing you have to remember when it comes to the human condition. Most of us are lazy when it comes to these particular things, right? I'm too lazy to go find a guy. But if you tell me, hey, can download
in
this
fairness,
app.
In fairness, your guy is not going to have a promotion either.
There's not that, too.
Put money in. We'll match it.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
But I really do think it comes down to the laziness factor of it all, and that the casual person will be intrigued to do it, and they'll put some money in. Now, this is what I find laughable about the arguments against sports wagering by our leaders in the NCGA. Oh, well, it's going to lead to this. It's going to lead to that. It's going to lead to this. Well, like any other vice, man. I can go down the street and go buy a new bottle of bourbon without any friction whatsoever. That doesn't mean that I'm somehow being protected from alcoholism. The point is, you can find all sorts of ways to get hooked on something. This is not going to make it easier for you to get hooked on something. It's not. And that's something that I'm always going to argue against.
I also think with legalized gambling, what people don't realize is there's no such thing as a credit limit. Whereas with a guy, you have credit limit. When you legally bet, you have to have the money up front.
Yes, you do.
This is not like, I'll take your marker, Mr. Gilio.
Which gets to another issue.
Because I'm not Mr. Mickelson.
Which gets to another issue. They talk about crime and this and that. What do you think is safer? Me downloading a FanDuel or DraftKings app when I go to a hockey game or a football game and putting $20 down and they say, hey, your credit card debt, it's maxed. You can't do squat. Or, no, man, I'm good for the money. I swear I'm good for the money. And next thing you know, I mean, fine, I'll go cliche. I got to worry about one of my fingers. You know what I'm saying? I've seen enough movies. I've seen it in the movies, okay? I know enough stories where if you mess with the wrong guy, suddenly you're match fixing. I'm just saying. All right? I watch Goodfellas. So, I want to be upfront about this. I think the arguments against sports betting are terrible. Absolutely terrible. And that we should legalize it. Don't criticize it. It goes for a lot of things. But I also find things that you say, Gilio, sometimes about, well, you know, X, Y, Z. I'm like, buddy, Joe, you know I love you. But sometimes you're a little too wrapped tight in the bubble, man. Expand your horizons. Look outside. Come up from the look up from the spreadsheet and come to find out that you're the niche that's looking at USFL games to bet on. I'm just saying.
The Breakers quarterback still injured. Just in case you forgot.
Now.
You could bet against Larry Fedora.
If I find you at the weight competition center.
Putting with, lines on with the back, Jacobs games.
With the back of the Honda Fit popped open. And with a chalkboard propped up in the in the trunk.
I can see that.
I might give you $20. Okay. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
It's the OG. Not going to try it, Joe.
It's the OG. Hey, I can drink and watch a youth hockey game.
Can you? Legitimately?
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever been? You've never been to weight competition center,
no.
Have you?
No.
Dude.
That's not a good idea.
It's an excellent idea. No. What are you talking about? You know how many storm brews I've had at youth hockey games? You haven't lived until you've had a storm brew for a 10 a.m. game on a Sunday at the weight competition center. Let's freaking go.
They're Rand over there.
Listen.
Well, you didn't know they sold beer there?
No, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
I mean, I could see that for like at night when it's like a couple skate,
dude,
like the old roller skating date
up,
night.
Straight up 11 o'clock.
11 a?
Yes. 11 o'clock in the morning, straight up, having a beer, watching youth hockey. Hey.
And you wonder why they yell at the officials.
Yeah.